This is Rediscover Life, Pastor John from All Nations Church, with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. I'm so glad you're able to join me today as I finish our series on The Cross Is Enough. So we were just looking at some keys as to why the cross is enough. The cross is enough because, firstly, the Son of God was sacrificed. The cross is enough because, secondly, the wrath of God has been satisfied. And thirdly, the cross is enough because the sons of God have been reconciled. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We have been reconciled to God. That means our record of past sins and violations of God's law have been blotted out forever. And I thank God for his grace. By grace we've been saved through faith. Our past no longer exists. Amen. We are new creatures. Why? Because Colossians 1 and verse 19 gives us the answer, and it says, for it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself. There's that word again, reconcile. All things to himself, by him, whether things on earth and things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of the cross. And you who once were alienated and enemies in your minds by wicked works, yet now he is reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. Thank you, Jesus. And so we have peace with God because we've been reconciled through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we've been reconciled through the blood of the cross of Jesus Christ, as Colossians 1 says here. We didn't find peace, nor do we earn peace, but God made peace at the cross. The Colt 45 Model P was called the peacemaker, and it was said at the time that God made man, but Sam Colt made them equal, in that a woman or a small man could defend themselves. You see, Jesus made peace on our behalf with God at the cross. Romans 5 verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are justified, that means just as if I'd never sinned. We are righteous in God's eyes. Sin separated us, but the cross reconciled us. It brought us together. Our relationship has been restored. We are now beloved children of God. John chapter 1 and verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who are born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Did you know that you've been given the privilege of being called a son or a daughter of the Most High? You see, the cross is enough. Again, let me read John 1:12 in the King James. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. And so, if you are a son of God, it's because you've been reconciled. And if you've been reconciled, then you are a son or a daughter of God. Thank God that we are forgiven and we are free. Romans 8:1, there is now therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I don't know what you have done or where you have been, but if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, there is no condemnation, no matter where you have failed or fallen. We are the righteousness of God in Christ, but never forget, it was at the cross that we were reconciled to God. Why is there war over the land of Israel, and in particular the city of Jerusalem? Because for millennia, men have battled over the city. For Jerusalem has been attacked 52 times, captured and recaptured 44 times, besieged 23 times, and destroyed twice. The oldest part of the city was settled 6,000 years ago, making Jerusalem one of the oldest cities in the world. And once again, the eyes of the world are on that land. But why? Because it was there that the everlasting sacrifice was offered on behalf of the souls of all men. Revelation 13 and verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And the New Living. And all the people who belong to this world worshipped the beast. They're the ones whose names were not written in the book of life that belongs to the Lamb who was slaughtered before the world was made. You see, before the world was made, there was one place that already existed in the mind of God, and that is the land of Israel. For it was there that God ordained that Christ would shed his blood for all mankind. And that is why there have been so many battles through the ages to control that relatively inconsequential piece of land. And again, this is why I love both the land of Israel and the people of Israel, the Jewish people, because they've played a key part in our reconciliation to God. You know, we really haven't acknowledged the Jewish roots to the faith and, you know, what we owe to the Jewish people, in that the apostles, all the early church, and of course Christ our Savior, along with the prophets and the kings, the patriarchs, they were all Jewish. So we must remember, we were not only guilty, condemned by our sin, but we were spiritually dead. Ephesians chapter 2 addresses this in a very clear way. I'm just going to read it for you here. Ephesians chapter 2. "And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we also once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others." So we were children of wrath. And verse 12 says, "At that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world." So not only were we children of wrath, we were literally without hope and without God. But thank God that our criminal record has been erased, expunged, and obliterated. We have been pardoned by the King, and through the blood, both our past and our future have been rewritten. So again, I think it's so important for us to praise the Lord for what he has done. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 19, it says, "For please the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things in earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he is reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight." This is why the cross is enough, because ultimately, you know, the Bible says he made peace through the blood of the cross. And, you know, to reconcile is defined as to restore friendly relations between two individuals or organizations, to restore friendship or harmony. It means to settle, resolve, or to make peace. It means to change or exchange. It also has a financial application, in essence, to balance accounts. You see, we were sinners separated from God and subjects of his wrath, and yet God in Christ reconciled the world to himself, 2 Corinthians 5:19, and has given us the glorious ministry of reconciling others to God by simply declaring the gospel message to them. Revelation 21 and 4 says he'll wipe away all tears from their eyes. Will there be tears of regret in eternity when some believers discover that while they were saved by grace, they did nothing to further the kingdom? They did nothing to support the church or to reach others. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. We have been reconciled. We are friends of God, and not just friends, but family. You see, God is our Father and Jesus is our brother. But for the cross, we would have been destined to go to hell, and never forget that fact. And so, again, it's so important for us to appreciate the cross and to thank God for the cross. You see, Christ was sacrificed at the cross to save sinners like you and me. And while we're children of the resurrection, we must live in the light of the cross. Our message to the world is repent and be reconciled to God while there is yet time, because while he has paid the price at the cross, you must respond and receive what is yours. But how can they hear unless we tell them? How can they know unless we go? Romans 10:15, "How shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things." Luke 10 and verse 17, "Then the 70 returned with joy, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Rejoice because you have been reconciled. Your past no longer has power to determine your future. Your bill has been paid and your eternity settled. Not because of what you have done, but because of Christ and the cross. Because the cross is enough. For when Christ said, "It is finished," he meant it. The cross is enough because the Son of God was sacrificed. The cross is enough because the wrath of God was satisfied. And thank God, the cross is enough because the sons of men were reconciled. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. May the peace and presence of Christ our Savior fill your heart and home in Jesus' name. Thank God for the cross.